This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
1, 3, 2,
it's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about Frisco?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Good evening and welcome to On the Tee, Florida on this February 22nd, actually George Washington's birthday. A date that a lot of people forget about, George's, since they have President's Day. In the house with me today, and great to see him back up here on the 19th hole, is Tom Gribben, St. Petersburg's most colorful person, individual, personality. How are you, my man?
I'm colorful.
You're colorful, yes.
I'm very colorful today.
You're all colorful, according to Kerry McNally. Kerry is busy. We will not see the master of videography and promotion, and of course his Tuesday night show, his yes. Johnny Carson rendition. He does a superb job.
Actually, he does. He kind of looks like Carson.
He does look like Carson.
He's got that vibe.
I've always been a Carson fan because he was born in Iowa, but was raised in Norfolk, Nebraska, also home of, do you remember the Rifleman?
Chuck Connors,
baby.
Yeah,
that was Norfolk, Nebraska, where he was slinging that rifle up and down. Yeah. There's some unimportant information that is certainly...
You're digging stuff up today.
That's certainly far from the world of golf, and we have a lot of golf to talk about. We've got our great guest, as usual, in the world of media. Jeremy Friedman will join us. He will, right here in a few minutes, and he will give us a recap of the rain-shortened Chubb Classic, unfortunately, that I didn't get to attend. And Stephen Ames was the winner. And then we've got Adam Woodard, and he's going to join us in the second hour. And we're efforting James Poulter up there at the Chi-Chi Rodriguez. He may join us as well. But more important is the man that each and every week anchors this production, and that is our own John Rager, PGA of America teaching pro, multi-talented marketing machine from St. Augustine Beach, the man behind the Florida Sports Hall of Fame's marketing and the Super Bowl of golf. I'd talk for 15 minutes if I gave you all your credits.
And he's probably barefoot right now, too.
Barefoot with a cocktail in his hand and a stogie. That's our man. That's how he rolls. What's going on, my man?
Hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I've got the stogie and I got the barefoot going, but I'll hold on up with the beverages until we have a toast to George Washington later with an ice pick vodka blue type of drink that maybe Patty can concoct for us.
Hail to the chief.
Hey, you know, Mike, you introduced Tom as, St. Petersburg most colorful guy. You know, Tom is very colorful. He reminds me of a human mood ring. If you just take one look at him, you can just tell what he's got.
Well, it's always on the upbeat, as many projects he has going with his superb book, of course, The Last Florida Boy, and now that they're looking into turning that into a film, and then, of course, his promotions and getting involved with us about a year and a half ago, and future's so bright, we got to wear shades, fellas.
And there's golf in that book, too.
There is golf in that book. I know that. Yeah. I finally got through your book. Bravo. Congratulations. That is a great read.
Thank you.
I let my cousin take it with her, and she has to return it because of the nice message inside it. But we will talk. Kerry McNally's busy, as I mentioned, and Bill Buttner, he has better things to do with the first hour. He is at Wine and Nine over at St. Petersburg Country Club, where the ladies just adore him. And
he does his best work.
Yeah, exactly. You should have been here last week. I was roasting him. But Rager stuck up for him. He only had one lady show up, and he stuck around and blew me off. And John Rager said, no, that's a consummate pro because he sticks around. If you plan an event, he's there 1 or 100.
Agreed.
I agreed when I heard that. We're brought to you each and every week, of course, by our good friends at Michelob Ultra. I want to thank Chris Lewis. They're stepping up to the plate for 2024. And as always, meetings this week with Fred Forsley. He is the the owner and the man behind Ice Pick Vodka, of course, Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs Brewing. And we got some exciting things we're going to do up and down the seaboard with all their locations in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and, of course, Maine.
We should go over there for breakfast this week. Next week.
We were supposed to last week, but some clown was sick.
And I
would have been eating oatmeal maybe, but yeah, let's go next week.
Okay, you got it.
We also have
to mention, John, that Patty the Cart Girl is down in the painting a mural on the side of Ferg's.
On the east side of Ferg's, as you walk in that door, there's a gorgeous mural that she's in the process of putting her stamp on. And
she's down there. She's cute with that paint all over her face.
Yeah, she's going to make a cameo appearance. She has to clean up and do what she does. But we'll get Bill Butner in the second hour. Jeff Ward has been very busy lately, and his mother's been in town, so he's been taking care of her. So we'll get the gang all together as the season progresses. But a lot going on in golf today. John, it was kind of fun to have an afternoon where we got to watch the Champions Tour live from Morocco. Unfortunately, they were rained out down in the Chubb Classic in Naples on Sunday, and we'll talk to Jeremy Friedman about that. And then there, the PGA's down in, and not too many people on there, notables, and that is the Mexico Open. I used to spend a lot of time almost every year for 10 years in Puerto Vallarta, and that's down there in that neck of the woods. And then the LPGA's over in Thailand, around Bangkok. You ever been over to Thailand?
No, I have not.
John, you ever been to that neck of the woods?
I have not been to Thailand, but I had one close connection to it. This is years and years ago when I was the director of golf at the Bloomingdale Golfers Club just outside Tampa, Florida in Valrico. They had the chairman of Thai Oil came all the way to Valrico, Florida to see a special heart doctor, Dr. Greenwell. And people from all over the world would see him. And I didn't realize at the time how important this guy was. I'm out on the lesson tee, you know, and he came for his heart treatment. You know, he's fairly healthy. I don't know if it's preventive maintenance or whatever. But every day, you know, he would buy, you know, a couple hundred dollars of my time every day for a week giving golf lessons. And he even invited me over to Thailand as his guest. Well, you know, each day there was a black van that would pull up in the parking lot. And there's armed guards. Okay, now they didn't have their weapons out, but I knew they were armed, and they were keeping an eye on us just to make sure that nothing would go wrong. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, I'd love to go to Thailand, but I'm not sure if I want to go over there and be in the middle of a coup. You know, the chairman of Thai Oil is like the second in charge of the country. So, but that was interesting. I saved this business card, too, just as a memento, but that's as close as I got to Thailand.
John, see if you can dig that business card up. We'll all go over.
Well, I would tell you, I have an open...
You can stay here if you want.
I have an open invitation. The guy that I rented for down on the beach for years, he lives over there. And I said, I had all these illusions of Bangkok being, you know, a vicious place to be.
Oh, no. Oh
my gosh. He says, let me tell you something. You're safer in Bangkok because they do not want anything happening to tourism than you are in New York City or Chicago. He said, I'm telling you, Mike, he grew up in this area, was an engineer for the county here, and he lives there, and he still has properties here. He said, you would love it. Your dollar goes a million miles over there.
I have friends over there. I mean, you know.
They love it.
They love it.
Yeah. Well, maybe next year we'll be at that LPGA event, boys. We'll be at the Highland, the Honda Thailand Open. What do you think? Should we put that on the calendar, John? Can you get us media credentials?
Probably not, because I'm talking about when I gave this gentleman lessons. It was like 1983. Okay, so I think at that time, I know he had to be about 70. So unless he's the world's oldest living man, I'm not sure that he's still around to extend that hospitality.
Hey, let's talk about last week. Of course, it was supposed to be a marquee week for watching golf because obviously the Super Bowl had already gone by, and Tiger Woods was going to be on CBS for four consecutive days. And unfortunately, he picked up a flu bug on the second day after, you know, it was a reasonable two over on Thursday, and then Friday, flu bug, and several players, by the way, it wasn't something just concocted, so he didn't have to continue because he had back spasms. But the reality is Tiger didn't even come back to give the trophy to Hideki Matsuyama, who now marks the eighth consecutive week we've had a PGA winner that was not on the map. Regardless of his Masters and six wins on the tour, Hideki was not one of the favorites by any stretch of the imagination, and chalk has not been near any one of these first eight events, John, and we talked about that and the impact that it may have on the game of golf from an eyeballs perspective, and it happened again.
Well, you know, obviously watching the L.A. Open, it was interesting because they call it the Genesis, you know, and we're old enough to remember when you would call tour events by the city or by the celebrity that was named after. That used to be the Glen Campbell Los Angeles Open. Now it's the Genesis Invitational, but everybody still calls it by L.A. But there's something that just really jumped out at me this year. You know, golfers, we all have slang. You know, we have slang for things, you know, different terminology out there that you would, you know, like, for example, if you make eight on a hole, you'd call it the snowman. You know, you could, it's endless. But, you know, it's one of those things that us commoners out there, we always called it Riviera Country Club. That's the name of the course. I've known it for years, 50 years like that, Riviera Country Club. And now everybody calls it the Riv, R-I-V, the Riv. When in the heck did that happen? You should be able to call it the Riv unless you're on the tour. If you're not on the tour, you can't call that the Riv. You know, this is not like a Goat Hill Municipal Golf Course down the street, and everybody can, you know, call it the Goat or something. This is Riviera Country Club. I don't know what the Riv. It's just like every time I see it, it's like, I guess I'm just not in because there's no way I'm entitled to use the nickname the Riv.
Well, it's because you don't have any Riz.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
You hear that one, John?
The Riv has got me revved.
No, the new slang for charisma is Riz. He's got the Riz.
He's got some Riz, man. Well, here's
all right.
Riz. The reality.
So we got Rev, Riz, and Riz. I got it.
Anything that is rich in tradition, you know, we're showing our age, it doesn't get the respect that I think they typically deserve. Well, you think that's a valid statement?
Money puts his name on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Three Rivers Stadium or, you know.
But rich in tradition, we still could recognize it's Riviera Country Club, not the Riv. I used to drive Rivieras for cars for decades. Now, that was a Riv. That was a stinking car that I had.
Get off my lawn, Mike. And I loved
that car. But, yeah. Riviera Country Club is correct. Now, they're playing this Mexico Open in Nuevo Vallarta, and that seems like a nice, easy track, but not as easy as what Hideki Matsuyama did on Sunday when he shot a sizzling 62 at Riviera. He was on fire, and that was fun to watch, and I like him, and I guess I will. I'll say this thing, and I'm not trying to be politically incorrect. I don't understand why someone that's been in America as long as he has and interacts with the English media here, why do they don't make an attempt, and there's several of them that are from Japan, very, very bright human beings, that they don't embrace trying to learn the English language. They're always using...
They do, Mike. What happens is, you know, in private, if you were to sit with them at a bar or something, they're a lot more fluent than you think. But they don't want to look dumb.
Stumbling, fumbling, bumbling.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
You know, give them a break. I mean, it's...
Well, I was going to ask you.
Same way with the baseball players.
I was going to ask the reasoning.
The reason is...
Makes sense.
You know, they're
prideful people.
They are. And
hey, let me tell you this. Matsuyama, you know, when he won the Masters a few years back, the next day when they had the champions, the next year when they had the champions dinner, they all gathered at Augusta. They do the Tuesday night champions dinner at Augusta National. The tradition started way back with Ben Hogan and Bobby Jones, probably sometime in the 50s. And so obviously they get to pick the menu and this, that, and the other. But the defending champion always gives a toast, and he gave a toast in perfect English. Okay,
yes.
So, you know, and he obviously had to work on it. And Gary Player was there and was absolutely stunned. You know, that was so well done. Everybody was just, jaws were dropping, and they were just unbelievably impressed for him to do that. So, yeah, I think you're right, Tom. I think that, you know, a lot of times you get the foreign golfers, they don't want to sound funny out there. He could probably do it, but you know what? It worked just fine. And,
right.
You know,
John, you picked the wrong word in an interview, and these days everything goes viral. And the next thing
right.
you know, you're being canceled. So,
well, and it's the only thing, though, you know, every time you go to a rock concert now, or a comedy club, you always have the interpreter, the sign language person. But they didn't have one for that interview, so I don't know how you do sign language in Japanese.
Hey, let's take a look. I got the leaderboard in front of me, the Hassan 2 golf event taking place over the Champions Tour, and that is in Morocco. I'll ask the question again because you're so worldly. Have you ever been to Morocco, Mr. Gribben?
Morocco. Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Gorgeous country?
Yeah, it's one of the prettiest countries in the world. I've been all the way down. I left my motorcycle over in Spain because I said, don't bring it down there and get stolen. I went over there. It's a beautiful country. Well, matter of fact, went down to Marrakesh, and I was asking went down there and asked my old professor where I was trying to get across, and I was trying to figure out which way is the best way to get down on the train or the bus. And he said, this guy was a well-traveled guy. And he said, you know, if you got 3 days, try the caravan. So I went on a camel.
He did.
Yeah, spent the night in the desert. You know, went down. It was gorgeous, a gorgeous country.
Again, he cements his title as the most interesting man in St. Petersburg, Florida, folks. But I know that one thing. It had to have been gorgeous because, and we'll talk to Jeremy Friedman here shortly. These guys were down in Naples on Sunday. They were clamoring. There was not going to be any way they're going to be finishing up on Monday, because they all were taking one flight to get over to Morocco, and they're excited about it. They did not want to miss it. Even John Daly, who was taking shots, I mean, he made sure he's on this trip, so it must be gorgeous. But here's a name we have not heard at the top of leaderboard for a long time, John, and that is Steve Pates on top of that leaderboard at 6-under. I haven't seen him in the top 10, top 15 on the Champions Tour of late. Have you?
No, it's really great to see him up there. I mean, obviously, he was one of the top players back in the 90s there, and early 2000s, and he was on the Ryder Cup. In fact, he's got a nickname. They call him the Human Volcano. You can only wonder why. But, yeah, he had quite a outburst of temper a lot of times when he played golf, but it's really, he's a wonderful golfer. It's good to see him on top of the leaderboard. You know, when you look at this tournament, they call it the Trophy Hassan 2. It's played at Royal Golf Dar es Salaam in Rabat, Morocco. Did I pronounce Rabat correctly? Is it Rabat? What is it?
Rabat.
It's Rabat. Okay. And it is interesting. It's gotten a lot of press because one of the funny things this week, when if you're tracking social media, and of course you can track on the T Florida at on the T Florida. You can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and X. You'll see some of the social media posts that we do. We post, we repost, we try to follow what's going on. And there was a great video that we reposted of John Daly getting on the flight. I guess they had a chartered flight for the players to go across the pond, and they had this big plate of dates, you know, that you could grab a date, you know, and he comes onto the plane, and they're filming him, and the stewardess goes, hey, John, would you like a date? You know, and he goes, no, thank you, I think I'll pass, you know, and then went on.
I saw that.
You know, and then Boo Winkley's right behind him. You know, Boo in his country draw goes, hey, I don't know, I'll try anything once. You know, in the country, we'll try anything once.
Well, yeah, they're all sitting out there, and I love dates, actually. But JD was it was not digging that by any stretch of the imagination. It may have helped his game. He's 3 over today. But you know who I just noticed as I'm looking through these names and in our who's who in our world, because we grew up watching these guys. He's been through hell. Anel Cabrera, actually, this might be his first event back. And we know what happened to Angel. Of course, he's got a green jacket and had issues in Argentina with tax evasion and all kinds of issues. But they were a little rough on him, I thought. But he shot 6 over today. But it's good to see that he's back on the world stage, because he was always a character, and he always was great with the galleries and the people. And I know the Argentinians, they loved the Academy.
No, he's one of my favorites, Angel.
Yeah, and they loved him, yeah.
Well, he's actually allowed to come play in the Masters, according to the Masters committee. They said he's welcome to come back, because obviously if you win the Masters, you get the opportunity to come back until you're at least probably 65 years old. I think that's the standard rule now for most major championships. But the problem is he's not allowed in the country yet. He's got to get permission to come into the United States. You know what? And it's so bizarre with all the immigration going on, all the illegals coming across the border, you know, and you're trying to hold this guy up to come back to play at Augusta National. Doesn't make sense. Hey, but this tournament, Stephen Ames is defending champion. And, of course, he just won the Chubb Classic last week, the rain-shortened one. But there's a couple other things about this tournament. One of them is this is a joint event with the Ladies European Tour. Okay, oh, and yeah. I don't know if you. And so what it is, there's five Moroccan women are going to play in this field of 103 players. And they call it the Lala Mariam Cup. And it's just part of the tournament. It's part of, you know, part of what they want to do in Morocco. But the big news is in Tampa Bay, the Ladies European Tour is coming over. It's the Ramco Series. They're having three Lady European Tour players with one amateur and a Ramco sponsor. And they go to like four places in the world. I mean, I know they go to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, and they go to, I think they go to Europe, but they're, and they go to Asia, and they're playing in Tampa Bay. They're playing at Feather Sound Country Club. It's going to be in early March, and we'll do a whole show workup on that. But that's big news that just hit the Tampa Bay, so there is a little connection with the Champions Tour and the Hassan II Trophy tournament. So pretty interesting. And one other fact that just jumped out about this tournament to me when I looked at it, the course plays at 7,349 yards, okay? You know, the Champions Tour, you always know that they can still hit the ball far, but they don't hit it as far as the regular PGA Tour players. And, that's a little long. And, Tom, I don't think that, are they up in the mountains or something? Or are they up somewhere where, the air is thinner, like Denver, Colorado, or
I don't know where the course is, but if it's in Rabat, it's not in the mountains. But they have the Atlas Mountains there that, you know, half the country is that mountains, and it's beautiful.
They did an aerial view, and it's close to a big body of water.
Well, a big body of water is the Atlantic Ocean.
That's right. Yeah. So well, it's not in the mountains.
And also the Mediterranean and Rabat may be on that side.
That's what I was wondering.
But the Mediterranean is on the north, and then on the west of the country is.
Yeah, I didn't see any mountains,
right on the
but
well, there's big mountains in Morocco, and they're beautiful. And they come right out of the desert and then go up. It's, you know, just like looking at the Rocky Mountains.
Well, it does look stunning. One of the things that I was looking at, you know, this field, and you talked about Boo Weekly. He and JD both at three over. Now, if I wanted to go out partying and just hang out with some guys loose on the course, John Daly and Boo Weekly would be right at the top. And then I want to throw a little bit of class, a guy with cigar and a little wine, and that'd be Anel Jimenez, Miguel Jimenez. I think that'd be the perfect trio to join. I'd just drive and take video and laugh all day. Well, let's take a quick break. Come back. We're going to have a conversation with Jeremy Friedman, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Chubb Classic and where he's off to next.
Let's talk about Charlie Woods too.
Oh yeah, put Charlie. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. We'll be back on Teep Florida live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show, has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida. Mike Rickard across from Tom Gribben and, of course, John Rager up there on St. Augustine Beach. We're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, and Shipyard Brewing, and, of course, Michelob Ultra. I got a couple of right on the fringe, new partners that we'll be talking about in the next couple of weeks. Look forward to that. And, of course, we'll have Patty Suzette, our cart girl. She'll be stopping by to say hello. And then Bill Butners will join us in the second hour. We're efforting Jeremy Friedman to get a little breakdown of what happened last week down at the Chubb Classic. You and I can talk about that for a moment. And I'm sure Tom enjoyed this gentleman back in the day. But it was great to see Rocco mediate. Man, he looks like a million bucks. He's got that pep in his step. And he just tore that course up on day one. And, you know, like his wife's been amazed at the progression she's seen in him. And he said he's excited. He's ready to compete. He's 63 years young. And I always loved Rocco. And I loved it when he and Tiger Woods went head-to-head in La Jolla, Torrey Pines. And, he was telling jokes the whole time, practically. Even in the sudden death conversation about, he's hitting a wedge, I'm hitting a four iron. I mean, just the banter back and forth. That's when I fell in love with the guy. And
when they went into sudden death, you kind of knew he wasn't going to. Yeah, he wasn't going to beat Tiger. And for some reason, it's just that air.
And he was accepting that. He was like.
And we were all rooting for him.
Oh yeah, all of America was. But it was great to
see. Well, you remember that U.S. Open though too? That was Tiger had a fractured leg.
Yeah, he had a Rocco said he had a broken leg and I couldn't even beat him.
Yeah. Hey, but Rocco's he's a man of our heart there because he enjoys premium cigars while he's out there, and you know, it's something that you know, he and Miguel Jimenez maybe they get together and light up a few sticks after the rounds or so. But everybody loves Rocco. Rocco's actually from Pennsylvania, but he went to school at Florida Southern. He was from Western Pennsylvania area, and he ended up going to college at Florida Southern. And at Florida Southern, not only you had Rocco on that team, you had Lee Jansen, who actually he played in the Chubb Classic last week. Lee won two U.S. Opens, and then you had Marco Dawson on that team, and Marco was the 2015 Open champion, Senior Open champion, the British Open Senior champion over. Across the pond, and in fact, Marco was our touring pro from Medina up in Ocala, the golf course that we built up there. So, that was quite a talented team, and they had several national championships under their belt. So it's now all these young college kids—they're all seniors and playing on the Champions Tour.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching that. It was unfortunate that got rained out on Sunday. That would have been great to see him. He and Stephen Ames going at it. Stephen Ames struggled today. It's tough, I'm sure, to go back to back in any tournament unless you're Steve Stricker or Bernard Long or Steve Alkier. But it's tough to go back to back, isn't it, John? Isn't it, John?
Well, obviously it is. It's tough to win any tournament back-to-back, and it's also tough to go back-to-back low rounds. When you see somebody go out like Rocco in the Chubb Classic, you see 63. Well, you know, conditions were different. It was even, you know, I know Jeremy will bring us up to speed with everything, but the conditions, they knew it was going to rain. It was raining, and they knew the next day that it was going to go ahead and probably wash out. They all kind of knew that, so they kind of knew that that Saturday round was their competitive round that they were going to decide it. And but just like even the average golfer out there, if you go out and you shoot your best score ever, it's really, really hard to come back. I've played a few competitive events where I've set the course record, and the next day I couldn't hit my rear end with both hands. It just, the magic was lost. You know, so that, you know, they call people like me a one-round wonder. So when you see a, when you see these guys on television, on the tour, live golf, wherever they are, they throw a 65, 64 on the weekend, that's spectacular. That's awesome.
Well, you know, let's shift gears and go to today's PGA event. It's taking place. They're still on the course, some of the guys. And as I mentioned, that's at Vedanta Vallarta, down in Puerto Vallarta. And you took a look at that field, and I was looking at the odds. I like to do that on Thursdays. And, you know, the only household name for anybody that's listening right now it would be Tony Finau, and he's a overwhelming favorite. Right now, you've got Erik van Rooyen on top, sitting at 8-under. And then Lipsky, I saw his round sitting at 6-under. But other than that, you've got to go a long ways down the leaderboard to see anybody that's a household name of any capacity, because this obviously is not one of those signature events. And it sits in right between two signature events. Of course, we've got the Arnold Palmer in 2 weeks over in Orlando.
Yes, and, you know, this tournament actually replaced the tournament that was the Doral Open down at Trump Doral. You know, and years ago they made this tournament the replacement for it in Mexico. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's a good tournament in the sense that it's got a lot of tradition, and there's some interesting things in there. The guy who shot 57, Del Solar, you know, he gets to play in the Mexican Open by virtue of his win, you know, by his performance at the Corn Ferry Tour. And a lot of storylines for that, because in Latin America, you know, golf has become something of interest to the world. In fact, there's a tour, and I'll have to do a little bit of show prep for the show, and maybe we'll talk about it next week, but there's a Mexican Golf Federation that now has been accepted into the official world golf rankings. All right, and there's controversy on that because live golfers are left out and this and that and the other. And they're playing 54 hole events. So it's interesting where they get the points, and they've been around for a couple of years and live golf's not. But that's one of the things of Latin America. And Joaquin Niemann, who won on the live golf tour last week, well, he got invited to the Masters as one of the international players.
I saw that interesting.
Yeah, and you know,
there'll be a lot of conversation regarding that, John.
Well, it's by virtue of his Australian Open win and some other stuff, but he's like, you know, the best golfer from Latin America right now. And he's a live golfer. The Masters, you know, committee, they extended, you know, that invitation to him and two others. But they don't mention anything about his live golf, but he's playing so well. This could be another live golf Masters, you know, because you got Dustin Johnson coming back and Brooks Koepka coming back, Cam Smith coming to play in the Masters. Patrick Reed, who's won the Masters in the past, Joaquin Niemann. So you start looking at it, I think there's going to be about 10 or 12 live golfers in the Masters this year. But anyway, Latin American golf is starting to boom. So the Mexican Open is a way to showcase some of these players. And it's worth watching. It's a full-blown PGA Tour event. You're right, doesn't have some of the star power because they're holding their guns and waiting to come to Florida here. I think in the 2 weeks here, you have the Arnold Palmer Invitational, which has become a signature event, and also you have the Players' Championship. So I think you're seeing some of the folks take a break and let some of the other folks gain some FedEx Cup points and try to move up in the world golf rankings.
Well, we know that the Florida swings are coming this direction now after Mexico, but on the 26th in West Palm, they've got the match. Are you familiar with that? With that match, which one is it?
Well, you remember last year, I don't know, Tom, if you remember this last year, but they played down at the Pelican Club. They had under lights, and it was Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, and Tiger Woods, and they were under the lights and played. Yeah, that was a big deal. You know, in fact, it was the only tournament that Mike and I couldn't get into. We literally thought about maybe posing as janitors or busboys or something so we could sneak in.
I was going as a cart jockey.
Yeah, they were super tight with letting media in last year. I mean, when they did the match. But this year, it's all under the lights, I believe. at the park at West Palm Beach. So I believe it's a 12-hole golf course, which is unusual in this day and age.
Hey, Patty Suzette just stopped to say hello. Hello. We've got to make sure they can hear. You're good to go now, dear. Say hello to John.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Hey, Patty, I understand you're painting a mural on the side of Ferg's. What is the mural? What is it? Is it like a...
She can't disclose that until it's completed.
It's actually Mike naked on a clamshell.
See, you spoiled it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Patty. Whatever you do, make sure that the entrance doors cover the private parts then.
Oh, definitely. It's going to be some... Careful
garage door.
Yeah. Mike's a one leaf guy.
Yeah. Garage door.
So Patty, are you serious? You're like, no one's gonna know what it is until it's unveiled? Or are you like hiding behind a tarp while you do this?
I have a peanut gallery at all times. No, people just walk by. It's a 30-foot mural on the side of a building. If I was gonna hide this sucker, I'd have to probably tent the whole place.
Our hands are covered with paint.
It is. It's awful. I don't know why I pay so much for manicures. Like, they're horrible right now.
Well, Patty, I can't
wait to come down there and see that, because I know you did the On the Tee Florida paint. We actually posted that on our social media, and that was a wonderful. You took a simple sign and made it a work of art. So what is the side of the building at Ferg's Sports Bar going to look like?
So it's going to be, it's the big Ferg's logo. So you've got Ferg's, it's got the royal blue color, and it's, I've been out there talking all day.
Established 1992 underneath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah? And then on either side, so you've got on one side, you've got the Tropicana, because obviously you've got the original Tropicana that's right next door. And then on the other is the Skyway Bridge. There's palm trees. There's going to be some birds flying through. And actually, a little nod to you guys, I put a small golf pin right there. So
bravo. I was just going to suggest that. Yeah. When Mark asked, hey, that's your 19th hole.
And you know what you got to do, Patty, now, because you got to sneak this in. So put the On the Tee Florida radio show logo right on the flag.
They'll never notice. Actually, that's a great idea.
Great idea, John.
I don't think he'd even care.
I don't think he would.
Oh, no. He'd love it. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Hey, John, we'll take some pictures and I'll send some to you.
When
is this mural going to be done?
Tomorrow, actually.
Oh, tomorrow. Well, then I'm not going to have time to get down there and see it before it's done. So, yeah. So, Tom, you're in charge of our grand social media post this week is going to be featuring that mural. So get some good photos.
Well, we'll have like a champagne toast next Thursday on the show.
Oh, great idea.
And recognize your work of art.
We'll do an official unveiling, even though it'll be unveiled. We'll do a ceremony.
Exactly.
I'll try to have my nails.
And then
keep them all painted. Put some paint on your face.
And we'll have one of my gurus down there shooting video, and you can explain it. And
I think it's ice pick vodka toast. I don't think they produce champagne, do they?
No, I said a type of, champagne type. Yeah, of course we're having ice pick vodka. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I can bring a bottle of champagne. Wow, Patty.
Yeah. we can make some mimosa.
Hey, you know what, Tom? Bring the bottle of champagne.
Not a champagne and bring. We're not putting any mimosa stuff in it.
Well, Tom, bring that bottle of champagne, and what you do to commemorate the mural, take that bottle of champagne and crack it across the bow of the pirate ship that's out there.
We're going to bring crappy bottle of Prosecco for that. We're drinking the champagne.
Yeah, exactly.
Executive.
But we're drinking. We're not spilling.
Exactly.
I'm definitely dressed for radio right now, though. I'm not going to lie. I had to come up and say hi to everybody, because I'm normally dressed to the nines, and now I'm like dressed to the twos.
Well, you look like just one of our schmoes, but a lot more attractive.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Your twin sister's usually dressed up for this show.
I'm the homeless one. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Well, you got a lot of friends out there when you're doing your painting.
Oh, my gosh. So many.
Get to know them.
All day. That's why my brain is.
They're all regulars.
They're hilarious. I bribed a few of them to help me move the scaffolding.
Well, be a little cautious there.
Patty knows how to deal with this stuff.
Or just grab Jake.
Ideal.
That's why she's our card girl. She knows how to deal with all these guys.
I could hire an assistant, or I could buy him a $3 beer. It's exactly. Just, magic.
Well, I know you have somewhere to go.
I have another project.
And let's see, Bill Butner will be here in 15 minutes. He'll start weeping again.
Well, serves him right for missing me and ducking me for the wine and women on a regular basis.
Wine, women, and song. The wine and nine. And last week, he stiffed you just for one gal. Did you know that after you left?
Oh, that's it.
He got here after you left, and I said, You miss Patty.
I'm starting a I said, share campaign.
I said, how many women do you have out there that can, you know, you can create that kind of judgment call? And he said, well, just one tonight. I said, oh, my
God. It only takes one great woman.
I'm not going to lie. You know, if she's really pretty, I'm going to let it slide.
Hey, we only have one woman on the program, and that's really good.
That's exactly.
Hey, Patty, before you go, I want you to mark your calendar for Thursday, May 23rd, the 50 Legs Golf Scramble presented by Sea Dog Brewing Company. Ooh. And we will definitely, that'll have to be an appearance by you as our celebrity cart girl for On the Tee Florida.
You and I'll be on the cart. You and I will be on the cart.
And,
we'll be happy.
And what I want to mention right now, the best way to find out about this tournament, and shortly you'll be able to go to the Sea Dog website and go ahead and sign up to Eventbrite. But if you go to onthetfloridagolf.com for our listeners out there, you'll see the flyer we put together for this tournament posted on there. So go on to tfloridagolf.com. You'll see that. You'll see some other tournaments like the NFL Alumni Tournament and the Bourbon Baseball Cigars by the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. You'll see those events. But Patty, mark your calendar because it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a 10 o'clock shotgun at Seminole Lake Country Club just down the road there. And it's going to benefit the 50 Lakes Foundation. And then there's going to be a big party at Sea Dogs afterwards. Plus, Mike Rickard is threatened to have our show out there. We're going to have our show right on the porch at the conclusion of the after party. So it's going to be a big day. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're painting, whatever you're traveling around the world, Thursday, May 23rd. I think I said March, but May 23rd.
May 23rd.
No, he said May. And that, my leg will be in the cast, but I'll be there in a golf cart. I'll ride with a cart girl. All right, great.
Yep.
Ooh, this is going to be exciting.
In fact, I may have a golf cart partner at that point, and we might get one specifically for you. Plenty of room.
Well, I mean, we definitely have to get one wrapped for Patty. I mean,
if push comes to shove, we can always go down to the Pinellas County landfill and find a discarded one and fix it up a little bit and try to get it going.
You're on timeout.
Yeah, she's not gonna.
I am not amused.
yeah, we'll get you a beat up old junker. Is that cool?
Perfect. Yeah, I've actually got some extra cans of spray paint that we can really, detail that nicely.
We'll make that Jeff Ward's job. He'll detail it for you and get that
considering
that,
he had
that junker
me to
running
paint stuff in his gym. I think I might handle it.
Exactly. All right, young lady. Well, thank you for taking time.
Of course.
Get to your highfalutin event and enjoy yourself.
All right. You guys have a wonderful evening.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be going to come down here for the finish.
Wonderful. I'll have my assistant with me. You should see us. We disassemble the scaffolding. She's like 4'9". It's hilarious.
Well, you know what we had here yesterday? We had 10 micro wrestlers, and they could have stuck around a day to help you.
For the record.
And they're not even 4'9". Did you meet them?
I had one of them drive by, and he's like, that looks great. And I was like, as soon as I saw him, I'm like, yeah, he's one of the micro wrestlers.
Oh, yeah, I put him up in the same place, same room that John Rager stays down there at Crystal Bay, right down there in Park and Central. Great location. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, name them all.
That bed and breakfast?
Yeah. I put John up there, four times?
That's a nursing home, isn't it?
No.
Let's put a plug in for Crystal Bay Hotel. Let me tell you, that's a historic hotel. There's a lot of history. The place is renovated. It's clean. It's nice. It's historical. It's comfortable. They've got a great breakfast. And it's right there. And it's right near the, just on your way to Treasure Island, actually, just before the bridge. I highly recommend it. It's very affordable and, I get to stay in the Babe Ruth suite. Babe Ruth actually stayed there a lot back in the 20s when he would come down here for the springtime and play a little golf and do the spring baseball thing.
Well, I had the Michigan Sports Network guys down here. They loved it. The small wrestlers, they loved it. I'm trying to be politically correct.
Wait a second. Come on. You can't.
You're calling
them micro wrestlers? Micro wrestlers? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Micro wrestling, but when I talk to the main guy, and they have a show on the Discovery Channel. Have you seen it?
I used to have a friend of mine, and she was actually the head of Hogan's Little Wrestlers, and she now has her own, I don't know what she's doing.
Well, they do 220 shows. There's two groups of them. There was another another group was in North Carolina last night. HBO just bought Discovery recently, and I just found that out through these guys.
That's good.
And they have a show on there, and these guys will make cameo appearances once in a while. They're entertainers. Their actors are no different than the Royal Rumble guys.
Like, we had a great comic, Tanya Davis, and she was the dwarf, and she'd start her show with a golf joke.
Heading out.
She would.
See ya. Honey.
Oh, there goes Patty.
I'm going.
There goes Patty.
So the goodbyes and.
So anyway, Mike. She'd start the show with a golf joke. She was 2 feet tall. She'd climb up on the bar stool and get on the microphone. She said, "I was just out there playing golf today, and the pro asked me, 'What's your handicap?'" And she told her. She was great. She was a. Funny woman.
I like that one. Well, I tell you what, it was entertaining. I watched from this perch up here. They should have put the camera on the ring and put it on the big screen. They didn't do that. But I tell you what, John, your and my golf league guys were very impressed. Live entertainment, and they got to be up here on the lower unit playing golf at the same time.
Hey, let's talk about that real quick. Obviously, the Wednesday Night League now, it's all filled up and they've been underway for a couple of weeks, but we do golf leagues down there on our simulators, the lower and upper simulators in Berg's 19th hole clubhouse. And it's really a lot of fun because we do match points by holes and we do hole points and all you have to do is just go hit a golf ball and have a good time. But we run these leagues for 8 weeks at a time. And the other thing is that you can create your own league. I know there's a Tuesday night league starting. So if you want to participate in the golf league, you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, and you'll see our league sign-up. So over the weekend, we're going to be posting the sign-up for the Tuesday night league. So the Wednesday night league's underway. We got 8 players, and that's what you want. It's a perfect number of players. You either have 8 or 16, and you play golf on the simulators, and you have automatic putts. So if you get it within 10 feet, it's an automatic one putt. Everything else is automatic two putts. So it's all about hitting the ball and having a good time, and you'll see the league standings on our website. You'll see the rules of the league, so in case you want to know what's going on, and then you'll see the next lineup, and you can pay right there on thetfloridagolf.com and have a good time. And plus, that's brought to you by Michelob Ultra and Coca-Cola.
Well, and we also give out swag last night. I gave off the week one. I got a nice on the tee polo, the old rendition without the On the Tee Florida on there, on the tee. And Eric thoroughly loved it. And we'll be giving away Cubs tickets. We'll be giving away the tickets to the baseball, the Rays. We'll be giving away Rowdy's tickets. We'll be giving away some Valspar tickets here of late, too.
Mike, I wanted to mention that real quick while we're on this subject. So at onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll see a free sign-up for Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Sports and E membership, and we've had quite a few people sign up because you'll see right on the website that we've got tickets to the Florida Swing. So it's the Valspar, it's the Cogajet, it's the Players' Championship, it's the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So, Mike, when you draw them out, we'll announce the winners on that website, and we're getting pretty close to having our first drawing because the first event's just coming down the pike. But if you join for free our e-membership, you go on to tfloridagolf.com, you'll be able to sign up. We have a few sign-ups today, and you're in the drawing every week for these contests and these tickets and some of the neat stuff. Plus, if you participate in the league, Mike is the king of swag, and I can tell you that they don't go home empty-handed when you play in our Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Golf Leagues.
Well, those dates are February 29th and March 3rd is the Cognizant Classic. That was the old Honda, I believe, down in Palm Beach. And then the 7th through the 10th, of course, is Arnold Palmer. Then the 14th to the 17th is the Players. And then, of course, they finish up over at the Valspar, the 21st to the 24th. And I've got a lot of tickets to the Valspar. We'll be giving out to guys in the leagues as well as to the people that participate through your social media, John. So looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun giving those away. And those are all supported by our good friends at Coca-Cola Beverages and Body Armor.
Hey, John, give me your comments about Charlie Woods.
Yeah, that's a good topic because, Charlie Woods is, this topic has lit up the Twitter universe. Yeah, Twitter's, and when I say Twitter universe, we should say X. You know, we're old fogies now. It used to be Twitter. It's called X, obviously. But we're on X, as on the T Florida. We're on X there, and we follow it pretty closely. And a lot of the material that we get for our golf show and for our social media. And in fact, if you go to Facebook, LinkedIn, X, or Instagram, you'll see a lot of posts and a lot of content from on the T Florida about this. But if you follow X, probably one of the best social handles out there that really does a good job of following topics like this, follows these qualifiers. It's called Monday Q Info. Monday Q Info. So if you go to X, all you do is type in Monday Q Info. Well, this journalist covers all the Monday qualifiers, and there's so many great stories. Now, this is the Cognizant qualifier, so it's down in Palm Beach. There's so many people that there's only so many tour events will allow people to qualify to play in it. And they used to call it Monday Four Spots. And I met, back in when I became a PGA member, I traveled around the country playing in the Monday Four Spots. And if you qualified and got into a PGA Tour event, then the next, if you finish the top 60, you can play in the next week. Well, now this has evolved. There's so many good golfers. There's so many pros out there that they actually have pre-qualifiers. So what they do is they'll have that qualifier, that Monday qualifier for the PGA Tour event, but they have four pre-qualifiers. So they had 25 spots and four pre-qualifiers, which each pre-qualifier has 100 golfers in it. So you're talking 400 or 500 people play for those 25 spots, and then they narrow it down into maybe 120 play for the four spots that go in. So it's interesting because Charlie Woods wanted to play, it's a dichotomy. Charlie Woods, obviously, he's the darling of, because he's the son of Tiger Woods. He's popular. Yeah, but he's just 15 years old, and he's not the same golfer that Tiger was. But there's so much hype about him playing in it. But I agree, he should go try to play. He shot 86. He had a 12 on a hole. But you know what? Hats off to him for trying. There's another junior golfer named Miles Russell. And Miles is the same age as Charlie, but Miles actually broke Tiger's records in the American Junior Golf Association. They have that Rolex series. Well, Miles actually has beat Tiger Woods' records in the AJGA. He's 15, just like Charlie. So Miles today went out, and he shot 200 par. He shot 70, and Miles had a double bogey on, like, the second or third hole or whatever, and he missed qualifying. So it's there's a dichotomy, is that what you should do? Yeah, if they allow you to pay an entry fee and go play, and if you're 15 years old, why not give it a whirl? You're going to shoot a big number. It's just going to happen. But I think some of the hype out there that's been on social media just got a little over the top. He's just a kid playing. You know what? If he doesn't play, then he doesn't know what experience he can take away from it to get better. I remember when I was 16 years old, I played in the U.S. Open qualifiers. I didn't have any chance to qualify for the U.S. Open. But I wanted to get after. I wanted to play with the best competitors you can play with. I wanted to give it a whirl. I wanted to learn. I needed that experience. So hats off to Charlie, but the social media out there sometimes is a little overhyped for this.
You think?
Plus, it's good. It's good for golf.
Oh, absolutely. It's good for golf. In fact, if you watch that on the Golf Channel, as he arrived early this morning, the young kid alongside him was Matt Kuchar's son, who's a buddy of his. And I don't know if he played or not, but he was there. I think he was there for support for Charlie. They're buddies. But,
well, who else was there? Justin Leonard caddied for his son. His son played in that qualifier. His son's probably 16, I think. So, yeah, there's so much coverage. When you're covering Charlie Woods walking out of the parking lot in a Monday qualifier, you're way overhyped.
We're up against it. We'll be back here on the tee, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Clubhouse Studios.